Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, one scripture says that the Lord does nothing till he show it. He revealed it through his prophets. And men of God have been revealing some heavy things lately. Even I had a dream just not long ago, this morning, basically. Men sow. Wicked people sow too. People of God who love God and operate in his ways, they sow to the good. Wicked men sow wickedly, and that will reap a judgment. And now it's time for things are going to happen, and things are not going to be the way it is right now. There's a terrible war looming, World War III. Ezekiel's War of chapter 38. And a third of men will be destroyed on earth. That's a lot of people. And we need to take heed to all that the Lord is saying, because it's at the door. This is the second dream I had concerning that. And the Lord loves us. He loves every soul. But I want to share something that when it comes to sowing and reaping, God can't stop the reaping process. It will happen. And people have put things in motion, and it remains in motion. And the only way to get out of this disturbance system is through Jesus Christ. The gospel story, what Jesus did for us. When you receive the knowledge of it, when you receive what he did, you can take the way of escape. But now things are about to happen. And the Lord has blessed us with men and women of God that share their dreams and their visions. And now we have a network called YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And people are publishing what the Lord has truly given them. I use a website. I don't use YouTube yet. I was instructed to do this website ministry. And I'll do YouTube when the Lord released me to do it. There's a dynamic to my ministry, and I have to do what God gives me. I thank God for it. Everything he do is wise. But he loves his people. Now, I listen to Henry Gruber and Steve Quayle on YouTube. God sent people to warn us. I listen to Jonathan Cahn. I have three of his books. Well, I still have two of them. Somebody borrowed The Harbinger and I didn't get it back yet. But I knew that the next event to happen after 9/11 would be bad, because I said when people start warning of it, it's going to happen. And it's going to change everything. 9/11 was a warning. And even I prophesied about it. I just didn't know what it was. I remember I prophesied twice at Pratt City AOH Church. I told them one of the words that I had was to get ready for a harvest. And I remember asking the Lord, "Lord, what are you going to do? How are we going to do this? What is this, some kind of campaign we're going to do? And a lot of people are going to come and get saved?" And he spoke to me and said, "I'm going to send them." This was just a few weeks before 9/11. And the Sunday just before 9/11, which happened on a Tuesday, the Lord had gave me another prophecy that pertained to it. But I didn't get to share that one with the church. For some reason, I didn't share it. But I had it. Yes, I did. I did share it. I did share it. But I didn't know what it was till Tuesday happened. And God is moving by His Spirit. He loves us. 9/11 was, it was a merited judgment, but it was also the grace of God at the same time. 50,000 people could have been in those buildings, but only 3,000 died. A lot of people were protected that day. And that, you know, they were very concerned because those buildings could hold about 50,000 people. And I feel sorry for all of them that died. But God knows how to rescue His people from danger. And Harry Stone had a visitation to heaven, and he met a lady that died in that horrible explosion. And she said, she told him in heaven that a lot of people got saved that day. Now, some of them didn't, but a lot of them did. That's what she told him, and that was comforting. I read about it in his book. See, the Lord can do things. We are citizens of heaven. He can take us to heaven and show us things. He can take us anywhere He made. He can take us to hell. He can even transport us to different places on this planet. Years ago, Hollywood made a movie called Jumpers. People that could just transport at their will where they want to, but that they possibly got that from Acts, because the Lord transported Philip. And that was a preacher. He was asleep. And then the Lord transported him to Africa, and he saved a kid out of the fire. His hut was on fire, and he got the kid out of the fire, and then the Lord transported him back to the States. And he was preaching a few years ago, and the kid was a man now. He saw him and went up to him and met him and said, you the one that saved me out of that fire. See, the Lord can do things. And people that love God, that receive the things of God, they're the ones who experience these wonderful acts. We're still living in the days of acts. These are the days of acts, because God is still moving and the devil's still losing. God is still moving by His Spirit among those who love and trust Him. But the world, they ignore God, so miracles rarely happen with them, unless God is saving their life or something. But the average Christian who loves God, their life mirrors acts. They have miracles from time to time. Anyway, beyond all that, we have the Lord gives us the heads up on what's going on. And I listened to Jonathan Cahn. Now, I knew that when Jonathan Cahn went to the UN and prophesied, he went to the White House and prophesied. He prophesied at a prayer breakfast the things of God. I knew the next things that's going to happen. He was trying to get America to repent before all these things would happen, and to get out of the wake of it. It's going to happen. And when you love God, you can avoid problems. Now, in World War II, when Hitler was bombing, the United States was going to bomb a part of that. It was part of a great city in Germany, Berlin. There were people that were still there, Christian people that were not in the army, that they went to a Pentecostal church, and the Lord told them to leave because the city was going to be bombed. And you know how people can be. They get the warning, but they don't do anything with it. Well, they didn't leave. The Lord said, sell what you can and leave. Now. And they didn't do it. So the United States sent flyers out so the people could leave, to warn them to get out of town. Well, then they tried to leave, but it was too late. Hitler closed all the roads out and wouldn't let anybody out but the military. He wouldn't let the civilians out. You know, you don't want these low-down people in charge. And if you don't pray for your leaders and pray for, and you know, Christians should have stayed involved with politics and voted in good, righteous people and pray for them. You know, there's two reasons people don't pray for the president. The first one is they don't like him. And then the second one is they do like him. In both cases, they ought to be praying, but people don't feel like they should pray if they don't like him. And the Bible tells you to pray for them regardless. Because God can cause them to do what we need done, even if they're not right with it. But it works out better for everybody if you get a righteous man in charge, not a wicked man. Wicked people cause wars. They're bloodthirsty and they're lustful and they're greedy. And if they had their way, you don't mean anything. Only their quest for power, just like Satan. But anyway, he blocked the roads and wouldn't let the civilians have a hard time leaving. But when the bombs started dropping, then they had packages in their hand and they were trying to get away. Well, fire takes oxygen. Once the city was on fire and the fire was raging, it sucked in oxygen. And sometimes the packages were sucked out of the people's hands, and it got so violent, the fire got so violent, if they didn't hold on to something, it sucked them into it also. I'm talking about they were away from the city, and I didn't know this could happen to Henry Gruber. I got this from Henry Gruber. See, if you listen to the prophets, you prosper. If you listen to the men and women of God and hear them out, you can learn something. He met a guy in New York. It was two guys that witnessed this. And they survived and they made it to, their parents didn't listen, but they ended up living in New York. And he told them about what happened. I didn't know that if a city is on fire, it's like a vortex. It will suck in anything that it can to feed the fire. The fire demands air and oxygen, so it's sucking it. It's like a tornado. But there were people who got sucked into the flames because they didn't listen to the warning voice of God. And so when things happen, when Jonathan Cahn was telling the nation, he had the nation's attention when he wrote the book called The Harbinger. And it became a bestseller, New York Times bestseller. And a lot of people that don't go to church read it. And some people repent, and some people, they say, well, things are good. When it looks like it's going to be like it's going to be, like it always was, people forget. And when you love the world somewhere, it don't take long to forget the warning voice of God. But when you love God, you don't forget what he said. So anyway, now these things are about to happen. Henry Gruber had three wartime dreams or visions. He had visions. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was going to sleep Friday night. Well, it was on a Saturday night. And the Lord spoke to me. You know, the word of the Lord just came to me saying that the visions of Henry Gruber are about to happen. And I listen to these things a lot. I said, okay, I knew it's got to happen sometime. Now he's saying it's going to happen. And you know, the word says try the spirits. You know, you don't want to get you don't want to get off on a tangent. Some things can be on your heart and mind, so so much that you can, I know these things happen, you can believe something and it could be for later. But when the Lord said that, I didn't doubt it. I said, okay. But I went to sleep. Well, that night, in the middle of the night, I had this dream. I heard, I was sleeping somewhere, and it wasn't my back door, but I heard a noise at the back door. Now, this door had buttons on it. You know, it had six panels, and then it had the buttons holding the glass in. And it had a curtain over it so you couldn't see out. So I said, who's at that back door? And I walked up on the back door. And the perpetrator punched the rifle barrel through one of those glasses and broke it. See, if it would have been a big glass, he would have broke them all. But it was a mutton door. So he just broke one panel. And the rifle was aimed right at my midsection. And he had me. I couldn't have jumped out of the way in time. It was just inches from my belly, from my chest area. And then I woke up. So when I woke up, a dream like that will wake you up. I woke up. The Lord gave me that dream. I went and looked out all the windows, went to my back door there's a window next to my back door. My back door is solid. It's got a peephole. But I was looking through that window back there. Everything's good in my yard. Nothing's disturbed. And I went back. I said, then I said, Lord, what in the world was that about? And he said, it's at the door. And that was 2 weeks ago. Well, last night, this morning, basically, because I overslept today, and I had this dream, you know, and I saw the planes carrying bombs over American lands. And that was a president, not the current president, but I saw a president. And I drove up on him while he was talking to a general. And they knew that the attack could be imminent. But then it was happening, and they saw it. It was happening in real time in the dream. And then the planes flew out of sight, and then the bombs went off, and you could see the red skies. You could see the red cloudy, the fiery clouds in the sky, mingled with smoke. And I said, I knew that they had done it. And these were old planes too. They were not new, and that's how Henry Gruber's dream was. They weren't modern planes, because the old planes won't be affected by new planes drive by wire. These have joysticks and cables. And I'm like, man, this is at the door. So now is the time to draw near to the Lord. Don't be in strife with people, because you're going to need to, at this point, you're going to have to know the Lord. Days are ahead that know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their Lord. And it's going to take not only repentance, you're going to have to know God to live in these days. And if this happens before the rapture, you're going to have to know the Lord. And if the rapture happens as this happened or just before, it can be avoided. So it's time now to know the Lord and go forward. If you prepare for the worst, you'll be prepared. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.